In the UK, the House of Commons has rejected an option for Britain to leave the EU without a deal. But that vote provides no answer to the question which has plagued politics since the referendum. What arrangement do the MPs and indeed the public at large actually want? We're joined by our Europe correspondent, Bridget Brennan, in London. And Bridget, what happened with the vote?
Well, Saba, if you're having a hard time catching up on Brexit, you'd be forgiven because it was a chaotic and dramatic day in the Parliament again. Essentially, MPs were asked to rule out a no-deal Brexit. That's leaving the EU with no agreement in place, crashing out on the 29th of March. That's the Brexit deadline as it stands. And we've been told over and over what a calamity that could be for the economy and for industries in the UK to just leave the EU so quickly. And so that happened. MPs did rule that out. It's not a legally binding motion. But why it was embarrassing for Theresa May was that an amendment got up first saying that no deal should be taken off the table indefinitely. Theresa May's motion was somewhat softer, saying that the legal position could still stand, that a no deal be in place, and that if negotiations broke down, a no deal would be moved to beyond the 29th of March. But because the motion got up, she then tried to whip her own MPs to vote against the government's own motion because of that amendment that had come from a backbencher and it was passed by just four votes. And we know that some MPs abstained, at least one MP has resigned. A lot of upset people in the Parliament tonight. Another embarrassment for Theresa May because her own motion was essentially defeated by her own party.
Yeah, so what happens now?
Well, tomorrow, MPs will now discuss what to do now. With this deadline approaching at just 16 days away, should MPs Brexit go to the EU and beg for a bit more time? But really, as Theresa May points out, as many members of the European Union have pointed out today, what then? Are they going to really be able to hammer out a new deal? And how long does the UK need to sort out this Brexit mess? Is it just a few months or is it years? Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar said those who are chasing Brexit are sort of chasing unicorns. So there's been some strong language and some clearly exasperated people within the EU saying this is now Britain's problem. They need to sort this out. The EU has given as much ground as it's going to. But let's perhaps have a listen back to some of the day's drama here in London. Along with hundreds of Brexit protesters, Barry Apps and Tony Clark have travelled from Somerset in southwest England to remind Westminster why they voted to leave the EU. They hate the idea of having to secure any kind of divorce deal with the Europeans.
So that we can just leave and then we can negotiate with them on the grounds that there's lots of things they want from us.
Yes, May is the most useless Prime Minister we've ever had, and she must go, really, quickly.
How do you think it's got to this mess, you know, after that historic vote? Did you anticipate it would end up like this?
No, May didn't want it in the first place, unfortunately, and she's just made it hang out and hang out.
Staunch Brexiteer John Barron is one of the Conservative MPs pushing for the UK to leave the EU immediately.
Has the time not come to look beyond this Westminster, this Remain-dominated Westminster bubble? No deal is better than a bad deal.
Most of those within the government would rather a more orderly Brexit. And if you need evidence of just how deep the divide is within the Tories, have a listen to the clearly exasperated MP Rory Stewart.
The big word here is compromise. And the unfortunate reality is there are still eight different positions in the House of Commons, and it's terrifying.
Labour's Liz Kendall believes this drawn-out deadlock needs to be handed back to the British people.
Because what is on offer now is so very different from what was on offer during the referendum, where people were promised we'd hold all the cards, we could have the exact same benefits, it would be the easiest trade deal in human history.
That's British Labour MP Liz Kendall ending that report by our Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan.